Thank you for downloading the Elohim Christian Church podcast. Today's message is brought by Steve Parker.
Wow, was that? All right. Everybody, feeling good?
Feeling good.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Okay. So, if you like titles, this is the title. Keep going, keep growing. All right. Keep going, keep growing. And we're going to start off with a few scriptures. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 9. I was touching on this a couple of weeks back, part of it, but we're going to look into it a little bit deeper. Okay. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. That's good news, isn't it? We have got everything that we need for a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. How many people like the promises of God? These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature. Isn't that incredible? And escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort. So we've got a bit of work to do. We've got to make every effort, okay? To respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. And moral excellence with knowledge. And knowledge with self-control. And self-control with patient endurance. And patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody want to be productive and useful for God?
Yeah.
Yeah. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. Good stuff, that, isn't it? You know, we are growing all of the time. We're growing all of the time. When you're young, you're growing mentally, you're growing physically, you're getting taller, all being well, and hopefully you're getting a little bit wiser. And then you get to a certain age, you stop growing taller, and you start to grow outwards. Bryce said to me whilst we was in the kitchen, "Steve, you're looking bigger." Thought, right, need to book the gym in. No, I'm not going to do that. I just haven't got the time or the inclination or the money. But anyway, when you get to a certain age, you stop growing up and you start to grow out a bit, don't you? You might even shrink a bit, but you grow out a bit and you start to grow grey hair, or you might grow bolder or wrinklier or slower. But hopefully, again, you grow wiser. And here's the good news. Your spirit doesn't get old. Your spirit doesn't get old. It's renewed all of the time, God tells us. Okay, your spirit, it can get stronger and stronger. Go on, from strength to strength. All right. Just as we have read, there's many facets to spiritual growth. And I was speaking about one of those facets that was growing in our knowledge about God. It was mentioned in that list that we've just read. And it's going to be on the podcast eventually at some point. But anyway, people are always encouraging us to learn. Wherever you are, in the workplace, you need to learn. You need to get on this course, do that course. And if you, the bigger the organization that you belong to, it seems like the more courses that you've got to go along to as well. Yeah, we're doing a course on how to sharpen your pencil, so you best come along, this, that, and the other. But, you know, some of the courses that you actually go on are worth going to, and other ones are, a complete and utter waste of time. But, hey, let's not go into that. And hopefully, these things, they help us to work smarter and not just waste our time with the latest fad or whatever. But I was thinking about what things have we learnt as a human race. Medical science is always looking for the latest breakthrough. You often hear it on the news. There's been a breakthrough in medical science and helping us to overcome sickness and overcome illness. And aren't we glad? You know, there's a few of us who are around who probably wouldn't be around if it wasn't through some of the medical breakthroughs that have happened in this world. And it's good because God gives us that kind of knowledge, doesn't he? Okay, so there's many killer diseases that aren't killers anymore. You think of leprosy in the Bible days, that was it. It was a death sentence unless Jesus was around, and then no problem. You know what I mean? But nowadays you can cure leprosy. It's not a killer disease anymore as long as you can get the drugs out to people. And penicillin, that was a medical breakthrough. Penicillin. How many people have been a recipient of penicillin in their lives? Most people, yeah, some people don't even realize that perhaps they've taken it, but I bet you have. Okay, it was actually discovered by accident in 1928 by Alexander Fleming. Okay, so he'd left a Petri dish. That's one of those little round things they grow bacteria in, you know, a little Petri dish. He'd left the lid off of it, and some fungus started to grow. And they found out that the fungus actually stopped the bacteria from multiplying somehow. And that was it. The ball started rolling, and the knowledge came into the medical world, and millions of lives have been saved because of penicillin. You know, I didn't know that until I looked it all up, but it's good news, isn't it? You know, on more than a couple of occasions, I've had been the recipient of penicillin when I've kind of grazed my knuckles and just carried on working without covering it up. Very silly, very naughty boy. And bacteria doesn't matter whether you're hard or not, you know what I mean? It just infects you anyway, you know what I mean? So, yeah, always cover up your wounds, but that's not my subject this morning. All right, what about new technologies? I remember back in 1998, I was one of those strange people, or one of those rare folk that actually had a mobile phone. Hands up who hasn't got a mobile phone. We've got a baby, we've got two little babies. All right, but the rest of us now have got mobile phones. I mean, what do we do without them? You know what I mean? It's like, oh no, I've left my mobile phone. My world is totally shattered. I must get hold of it again. I mean, isn't it incredible what you can do with your mobile phone nowadays? You can control your heating. You can do your shopping. You can check your security cameras at home. You can do this. You can do that. I'm waiting for them. There's going to be somebody. They're going to develop an app that will carry you up the stairs sooner or later. You know what I mean? Isn't it incredible what you can do from your mobile phone? Walk up the stairs. It's good for you. It's the only exercise some of us get. All right. But, you know, we're growing in our knowledge all of the time, you know. And the more we grow, the more we realize that the old way of things kind of gets left behind. How many people have had any yellow pages delivered through their door recently? No, you haven't. All right. Because you've had a yellow pages through your door recently? Very small one. I don't think we've even had one come through ours. Well, when they rang me, they said they're not doing it anymore. So what is doing come through your door? I don't know. Perhaps they were lying to me. Thompson Local, it doesn't come through your door anymore. All right, it's old. They do everything online now. It's an old way of doing things. Okay. God does not want us to get stale. All right. He doesn't want us getting stale. God wants us growing. And I get a little bit of deja vu when I say that kind of thing up here, because I know that I've spoken on it before. But if you have a look in the Bible, you can see that all over the Bible, God is encouraging us to keep on going and keep on growing all of the time. He doesn't want us to stay as we are. He wants us to grow in the things of God. Like that list that we read through in 2 Peter, God is wanting us to grow. We're to become more and more like Christ. That's a lifelong mission, okay? That is a lifelong mission. It's going to take you until you get to heaven to work it out. All right, we're to grow in love, to grow in service, to grow in unity, grow in the grace of giving, etc. So none of us has arrived. And we're never going to arrive until we arrive in heaven. Okay, we keep on growing until then. And we need to make sure that we're growing in the right way. Because we're going to grow. We can either grow in bad ways or we can grow in good ways. It's going to be up to us. We need to make sure we're growing in the good stuff. So what do I mean by that? Let's have a look in Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 through to 10. Pay careful attention to your own work. Then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. And you won't need to compare yourself with anyone else. That's good advice, isn't it? for we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers. What does that mean? That means we need to make sure we're looking after Pastor Shane, does it not? Is that not what it says? Okay, make sure that he is provided for, sharing all good things with them. How many people agree with the word of God? Okay, motion carried. Right, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So it's talking about growing, harvesting and planting. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. Some versions mention, do not grow weary. Okay, so there's that grow word. Don't grow weary of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith, as in each other. Okay? Excellent. I like that scripture. All right. So we grow stuff according to the stuff that we sow. We grow stuff, what we sow stuff. All right, good or bad. You can grow tired and you can grow weary. The Bible tells us that, yeah? It also says don't grow tired and don't grow weary. So it must mean that there is a possibility to do so. Okay, so we don't want that happening, do we? If we could see in the spirit and people came around to your garden, you'd want to be showing them your prize, love, joy, and peace, would you not? Have a look at my prize, love, joy, and peace. It's growing marvelously. And, perhaps somebody came around to your house and said, bruv, what's that growing over there? Oh, yeah, I've got some weary growing there. It's choking everything, you know. But weary is choking everything. It's just wrapped itself all around all my prize, love, joy, and peace, and it's crushing the life out of it. You know, we've got to be careful what we're growing in our garden of faith, that we're not destroying the fruit that God wants to bring out of us, okay? All right, if you grow weary, it strangles your good fruit. Make sure we don't grow weary. All right, God wants us to take care of our body. Did you know that? Yeah, but it's secondary, really, to making sure that we're looking after what's going on within our spirit. You see, our body, it carries our spirit and our soul. I don't know whether you realize that, but it's a fact of life. Okay, so yeah, look after your body. But yeah, God is more interested, if you like, in what's going on inside of our spirit. So we've got to make sure that it's our spirit that is leading our body and not vice versa. I can almost guarantee you, your body does not want to get up early to pray. I can almost guarantee it. All right, we know that we need to and we make ourselves do it, or at least I hope we do. But yeah, you can guarantee that your body isn't going to feel like it. You got to make it get up. You certainly feel the benefits of it afterwards, don't you? Okay. And I've lost count of the times when my body didn't want to get itself along to a meeting of the saints. Shall we say something like a Sunday morning or a Tuesday night or whatever it is. You kind of, oh man, I'm tired. I'm not really sure that I want to get along to the meeting tonight. And then you get yourself along. The Spirit of God is there. Spirit of God moves in your life, and afterwards you think, oh, so glad I got along to the meeting of God's people today, because God has done something within inside me, and he's energized me. Let's have a read of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Here it is. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now the day of his return is drawing near, and it's nearer now than when that was written. All right, so don't be negligent about meeting together. All right, you don't have to go to church to be a believer. You can be disobedient if you want to. Let's move on from that, shall we? All right, don't get tired. Don't get weary of doing good. At just the right time, you will. Everybody say, you will.
You will.
Reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. All right, so that tells us that your time is coming. You know, that the time is coming when you're going to reap a harvest of blessing. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. All right. So the passage suggests that you can miss that time if you give up. All right. So my encouragement is don't give up. Don't give up. We've often heard it from this pulpit, Winston Churchill's famous address to an assembly. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. You know, fantastic stuff from a man who never gave up and accomplished many great things because he didn't give up. So let's be a people that have the Winston Churchill spirit and don't give up. Okay. We got some great people at Elohim Church. Great. I like you. Love you. You're a good people. All right. But that doesn't mean that we should rest on our laurels. And that got me thinking, what on earth is a laurel? Is there any blokes here called Laurel? Any ladies here called Laurel? No? Okay. And if there was, I'm sure that they wouldn't want you resting on them. You know, they'd probably say, get out of here. Get out of here. It's like Sharon does to me when I'm resting on her sometimes. Give me some space. Give me some space. Sorry, love. Anyway, but that's beside the point, that one is. Right, okay. Right. Don't rest on Laurel when you see him. All right. So what is a laurel? All right, here it comes. To be satisfied with distinction won by past achievements and cease to strive for further achievements. Do you like that? God doesn't want us resting upon our laurels. All right. Sometimes all we have to do is nothing for bad things to happen. Think about it. Okay. I'm no gardener. Even though I come from the West Country, I'm no gardener. But I've learned this, right? Weeds come whether I've planted them or not. You know, I go out there and there on my patio or there in my little bit of soil that I've got that we call a garden, just weeds start growing. Like, where did you come from? I didn't give you permission to be here. Why are you there? You know, and all they need is a little bit of dirt. And they'll grow. Just got a little bit of revelation whilst we was upstairs before the meeting. A little bit of dirt is all it takes for a weed to grow in your life. Think about it. Use a spiritual analogy. All right. You know something? The devil or your own sinful desires, you know, they're not going to ask permission to grow spiritual weeds in your life either. All right? They're not going to ask permission. I think I must have gone over a page there. Where have you gone? Here we go. It will just happen, and you're going to need to weed them out. There are things that come into your life that you need to weed out constantly. Just like your garden, yeah, you've got to constantly weed it. Your life needs to be constantly weeded. Weeds, they're a result of the fall of man, it tells us in Genesis, yeah. The ground was cursed, and all kinds of things started growing up. Okay, there's no weeds in heaven. Did you know that? There's no weeds in heaven. The only weed that there was in heaven was thrown out by Michael the archangel. Think about it. All right. Threw him down to earth. All right. The enemy had no right to be in heaven. He had to get out. Right? And the enemy has no right over a believer's life. You've got to exercise your authority and tell him to get out. Okay? Get away from your family. Get away from your finances. Get away from your church. Etc., etc. All right. Your inactivity or your weariness, your giving up, is going to let weeds grow in your life if you're not careful to weed them out. Do not let them take over. Okay? Don't let them take over. We've got to be growing. We've got to be proactive in our walk with God. Whatever God has called you to do, do it and be growing in it. Do it and be growing in it. Okay? We have everything we need to escape the world's corruption. Escape the weeds of the world. Corruption. What is corruption? You think dishonest conduct by those in power. You think of the police. You think of judges. Don't they say, oh, he was corrupt. He was corrupt. And they hit the news sometimes, don't they? And, you know something? In this world, God has filled his people with power. Spiritually speaking, we're the ones with the power. And when a believer breaks the moral code of the Bible, they become corrupted by the world. And, one of those hot potatoes, a hot example at the moment, is the church. If the church blesses homosexual marriage, it has corrupted its function of being salt and light in the world. Okay. So, we need to love people, But it isn't loving to lead somebody into the judgment of God, is it? You know, we need to make sure that we are being the kind of people that have moral excellence, as it said there in Peter. Moral excellence, not moral surrender. Okay, make sure that we're those people that have moral excellence. Some translations, they use the word virtue. It's a good old-fashioned word, isn't it? Virtue. All right. High moral standards of goodness, integrity, honesty, purity, etc. It's the kind of stuff that if you've got children, you want them to marry a husband or a wife who has that kind of thing, wouldn't you? Well, I would anyway. All right. Grow. What else are we to grow in? Grow in self-control. Don't just do what comes naturally. That's dangerous. You know, you need to use self-control. Be a self-controlled people. You know, people say, well, I couldn't help it. You know, I couldn't help it. But Christians, we haven't got that excuse. Any believer hasn't got that excuse. Yes, we can help it because God has given us the power to use self-control. We need to be led by the Spirit, okay? Right, so we can control things like anger or lust or the words that we use. You know, in this world, the law, it enforces people's conduct. So if you're speeding down a road, you're likely to get yanked by the police, you know? But we're the only ones that can police our own moral conduct with self-control. And of course, the closer you are to Jesus, the more successful you're going to be, because he's the only one that achieved it 100%. Yeah? Right, what else are we to grow in? Grow in patient endurance. That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. I'd like to explain that one, but you'll just have to wait. Think about it. All right, okay. So this leads us back to God's promises. We need to understand that a promise of God is obtained through patient endurance. All right. Not giving up hope until the promise becomes an actual reality. Yeah? Patient endurance. Those things that we're waiting for from God. Sometimes it seems like it's a long, long, long time. But we got to wait and we got to be patient and it will come to pass. Just like it did for Abraham, just like it did for Sarah, just like it did for the people of Israel, just like it did when the Messiah came, just like it will when the Messiah is going to come again, and just like it will in your life, the promises that God has given you, they're going to come true. I'm sure many of us can give a testimony about how God promised them something, and yeah, they had to wait for a bit, and then it came to pass, and isn't it good when it does? We can trust the one who promises. He is faithful and he is true. Do not give up hope until a promise becomes a reality. What else are we to grow in? Let's grow in godliness, godlikeness. There's a challenge. We're going to grow in godlikeness. Wow. What a challenge that is. Okay, let's keep it simple. What is the fruit of the Spirit is? Love, joy, peace. Go on. Yeah, yeah, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That all ties in nicely with what we've been talking about, doesn't it? Yeah, so those things, that's what God is like. You know, that's how we're to grow as well. Grow in brotherly affection. Oh, isn't that nice? All right, being fond of, you know, we're to be fond of one another. Don't be afraid of those kind of words. I know we're English, but, you know, let's not be afraid of those kind of words. Let's be fond of one another. Show warmth, devotion, and care in all purity. All right. Look after one another, in other words. You know, we need to look after one another. Again, it's a lifelong lesson that we need to keep going. Grow in love for one another. Grow in love for one another. Again, that's going to take a lifetime, isn't it? Remember, love isn't a verb. Love is a verb. Love is a verb. Okay, it's a doing word. It's not a feeling. Sometimes you don't feel love towards people. All right? You don't have to feel it. It's something that you do. Take care of one another. Yeah? Love one another. Do something loving for the person that's next to you, if you like. All right? Love is the greatest. Without love, the Bible tells us, I am nothing. Paul who said that. You know, without love, I am nothing. What a statement. Okay. So, you're going to grow. And how you grow, it's up to you. Yeah. But God is calling you to grow more and more like Christ. Keep on growing. And do not grow weary. I'm going to read that scripture again from Galatians 6:9. So let us not get tired or grow weary of doing what is good. And why is that? Because at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If we don't give up. All right. And we're going to wrap it up now. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to close your eyes. Bow your heads. All right. You might be saying to yourself, Steve, I've grown a bit weary of late. I'd like some prayer. You know, I'm going to go for it. Hayes, could we get you and the crew up? And play something for us. That would be fantastic. All right, you might be, we're going to worship God. And whilst we do, keeping your heads bowed, keep your focus on Jesus, keep your focus on God. You might be saying to yourself, Steve, you know, I'm feeling a bit weary. Could you pray for me? Well, the answer is, yeah, no problem. I mean, I might not be feeling weary. That's not a problem either, right? You might be saying to yourself, hey, I've blown my moral excellence. You know, there's weeds that have got into my life. You know, and I want some of these weeds pulled up. I want them gone in the name of Jesus. And you just feel as though you might need a bit of an agreement in prayer. Hey, that's all right. We could do that for you this morning. But, you know, just as we finish worshiping God, if nobody's there, that's absolutely fine. We're just going to worship God, and then we're going to close the meeting. But if you'd like some prayer, then come on up whilst we're worshiping God, whilst we sing. And, love to pray for you. Love to pray for you. Over to you guys. So, now's the time.